Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 804. This is a quick one because Jimbo Fisher is going to join us at 8:15. Call your friends, call your neighbors. If you are an Aggie, or even if you're not an Aggie, you just hear about college football, and the coach will be here to talk
Eric's
about
that. Eric's in a lot of trouble. Bring it. I don't care if that's a joke. He got so mad yesterday because I hadn't posted anything on Hassie Harrison. She was on our, you know, because we, you know, promote the blog or whatever. I got a text and I knew he wasn't happy in real life because he said, stop posting about your brisket and promote our pod. And I'm like, I can't do it from the house. I can't do the headliner, which is the promotion from the house. He was so hot when he saw brisket, not the podcast, but I couldn't do anything. But yes, the first brisket I made since that stupid ass stuff y'all did last time.
That's the first one?
Yeah, it was great.
Well, no, I mean,
I got
trim. That's one of the
best. You know, I just got it from HEB. I usually get them from Pete's Fine Meats, but just on a whim, I got it from HEB, trimmed to 1/8. And I talked to Patrick Feegis, and I love Kobos too. I'm friends with a few of the barbecue guys here. And Feegis, I just said, hey, what is your salt to pepper ratio? Because I've heard Aaron Franklin is 1-1. And he's like, no, that's too much salt. He gave me the 2-1. Well, it's a little bit more than 2-1. And he gave me a recipe for kind of like his rub.
So I asked the same thing of Del Frisco's. Mm-hmm. And they gave me their salt and pepper. It was 60-40. 60 pepper, 40 salt.
He's got it 2-1. He's got it 2-1. I think there's different people have it. I've heard 1-1. 60-40 sounds.
No, that's good. Almost two. That's right
doing,
there.
I ended up doing, well, I mean, it's, you know, 2-1 is 66-33. I guess 66-33.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. But so I ended up doing the black pepper a lot more than I usually do. I cracked it with a coffee grinder, and man, it came out great. I was terrified that it. Because, man, when I was wrapping it, I could taste a little bit of the pepper that had been. I was thinking, oh, this is, my kids are going to freak out. This is going to be too spicy. But then it was, you know, it isn't. It isn't at all. So they gave that to you just to put on your stuff?
Yeah, it's excellent. It's much better than to try. I do it myself. I just put salt and pepper on everything now. No, I don't put
Tony's.
I just put salt and pepper on everything. And at that. Theirs at Del Frisco's is perfect.
Salt and pepper is really all you have.
That's all you
to
have
use.
To do. That's all you have to do. Greg is here. What's up, Greg?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I want to ask about Laremy Tunsil and Deshaun Watson contracts. Wouldn't it be that at the end of those contracts, you can always franchise those guys for 2+ years?
No.
So you should always add 2+ years to whatever the contract is.
No, sir.
I'll hang up.
No, sir. No, sir. You can just franchise them after their rookie deal. You can after Deshaun will become a free agent after this extension. There's no more franchising.
Well, but I think that's what he was saying. You could have franchised
them
for
2 years.
No, after
any deal, he said.
Oh, no, no, no,
no, no, no. Just after the rookie deal, sir. That's it. That's all, Greg. You can't, now that Deshaun has signed this extension, he's no longer, he's going to be a free agent after he's done, after this 4-year deals. So now hopefully the Texans will sign him again. Yeah. After a 4-year extension. After this 4-year extension. So, we've got him for 6 years, but no, you cannot franchise him after that. No. 807 ESPN 97.5.
Well, no, Art, this is the Lord hath given Deshaun that mad paper, Jack Easterby. That's not something that Jack Easterby said about the Lord giving Deshaun mad paper. He negotiated that deal. He got a deal done. He didn't even say the Lord in that mad paper about Deshaun Watson. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he said that. By the way, Mike Florio looked at that from, and I know people in Houston hate Mike Florio, but he does do a pretty good job of, I mean, this is a guy who's a lawyer by trade, or at least was, and looks at the details of the contract. He thinks the contract's going to be, I'm going to pull it up for you, but he thinks the contract is going to be a little bit interesting. He looked at it, and it really just points to how bad Mahomes' contract is. It really, the fact that Deshaun Watson leapt past, the only thing that you have in his favor, in Mahomes' favor, and everyone, they really leaned on this hard. It's a $500 million contract. Well, the reality is it's not going to be. And Deshaun's like, good. Mine is for sure 111. If I'm the worst quarterback in the history of football, I'm getting 111. Mm-hmm. If I break 100 bones in my leg like Alex Smith, I'm 111. Mm-hmm. I'm 111. Mm-hmm. But the reality
don't
is,
even say that.
Well, the reality is Deshaun's going to be making 160 million plus. That's the reality. He's going to make that for 4 years, and then he's going to hit the market again. If Pat Mahomes is going to be
pissed. I've seen different. It's 156. It's 150. It's 160. At first, it was 160. I think the final number is 156, which is 39 a year, which, by the way, is better than the Mahomes deal. So it is so, it's, man, the Pat Mahomes deal, the first, because this was, that was, and Deshaun's is only, you know, that four extra years. So Pro Football Focus broke it down. The Watson beats Mahomes deal in primary metrics for assessing long-term deals. Watson gets $17 million more to sign, more than $17 million in his first year cash, more than $5 million more through 2 years, $10 million more through 3 years, and $7 million more through 4 years. At that point, Watson will be under contract for two more years, and Mahomes will be under contract for eight more years. So those first, these first 4 years, counting the, you know, the 2 years of the rookie deal that's still going on. Deshaun, even though he was taken 10 picks lower, is still out-earning him through for the next 4 years and the 2 years of the first 2 years of the extension by that much more. And that is just unbelievable.
So here's what you missed. You took the third, but you missed the one in this article. So you read the same article. What do I not understand here? He said the new years of the deal, 2022 and 2025, include $1 million in annual escalators payable if the team wins the Super Bowl and if Watson participates in at least half the offensive plays in the Super Bowl. Here's some analysis of the deal, which pays out $156 million in new money, $39 million per year, and has a total value of $174.17 million. $29.11 million per year.
Well, that's
year.
Counting the two rookie-year deals.
Now, he's doing
the
6 year. Yes. And I think Mike's right. You do have to look at what the impact of the contract is going to be over the next six years.
Right.
I think that is an interesting way of
looking. But you couldn't do anything about the last 2 years of your rookie deal. That's what you're
going to
get.
No, but it's what the team is going to be paying
you.
Yeah,
right.
When it comes to the swinging wang that the agents want to fling around.
Right,
I get that. But this is what concerns me. He said, first, it is 3 years fully guaranteed for skill, injury, and cap with the signing bonus. That's $73 million of full guarantees at signing. That's a ton of money at signing. Second, the $37 million payable in 2023 fully vests in 2022, which means that in order to avoid owing Watson $110 million over 4 years, they'll have to cut him after 2 years and owe him $73 million.
Well, they would have to if they were going to do that, but they're not going to. They would have to cut them. And in other words, if they don't want them anymore, they have to cut them after two, which is not going to happen.
Oh, I get you. I get you. And that's not.
812
no
ESPN 97.5. We're going to take a break because Jimbo's joining us in just a couple of minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about Doc Linville, and I cannot tell you. Me and Fred are letting our hair grow a little bit longer. I've never grown it this long. Well, not since high school. I haven't grown it this long, but I want to tell you. My wife is like, oh my God, it's a different, you have a different, and it's all because of Doc Linville. My in-laws this weekend, my brother-in-law came up behind, goes, man, oh man, it's unbelievable how different it and how much fuller it is than it was. I was bald. My son sent me a text of me with one of the baby, my niece's babies, and it's from behind, and I was bald. I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. And my wife took a picture of the back of my head, and she said, now look at that, and look at that. And it's unbelievable, and it's all because of Doc Linville. If you are somebody that is follically challenged, like me, just or like I was, just go to 975hair.com. The process is simple. You'll love it. You'll have hair. You'll have hair. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, you know the music, and you've heard them here before, and we're going to have them all year long once again on your home for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Coach Jimbo Fisher joining us. Coach, how are you?
Fine, how you doing?
Man, good to hear from you. And how about this? Honestly, was there a point that you said, we ain't playing college football this year?
You know, I was very optimistic we would. There was one little piece in there for about a week or two, you know, before it all got started back and saying that I had my doubts just because of just everything that was going on everywhere, not just about football, I don't think, but then it, you know, it kind of went away. I've been very positive about it. I really have. Because our kids have done a good job controlling this thing, and it's been pretty optimistic.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's how's it looked over there in your building in terms of figuring out your protocol, following your protocol, the positive test versus negative test. What has this been like for you as a head coach to get through this pandemic, obviously for the first time?
You know, in the beginning, you're worried, but our kid, I mean, I'm telling you, and this is no cliche, when you first get back, I don't think the kids, even in June, didn't realize what it was like, and we had a few cases and things got, you know, you got some guys in quarantine, but really since then, in July, we have been almost, I mean, you're never almost clean the whole time, occasional cases here and there, very low quarantine, the procedures of the way things are going, it's kind of become a new normal, and you've kind of just accepted it in the way you've done things. But the kids have done a good job. Our staff and everybody's done a good job, and it's worked out good. Our medical people did an excellent job of getting it mapped out very early, and I think we've been one of the best ones to do it. I really have.
So Jimbo Fisher joining us here on ESPN 97.5. So, you know, you didn't have the off-season coach that you normally have, but you had these kids for a while now, and you don't start the season until you're starting the season a month later than normally. So you've had your hands on them for a while here. I expect the football to still be pretty good, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, like I said, we had our first scrimmage the other day, and, you know, a few little mishaps here and there as far as a procedure penalty, but not like I expected. I mean, times ball security was really good, things like that. I mean, a lot of the procedure, getting plays in and out, that, you know, the meeting time has been really good. There is a point to this to where the meeting time has been allowed to be really good, and you slowed it down in extending camp. The number of days it's been extended. Your practices haven't extended, but your camp. So your meeting times and getting able to really evaluate film. And you know this, when you're in camp sometimes, you go from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting and practice and practice and meeting and practice. And you're watching, but sometimes it flies through you. And I think the learning curve for some of these young guys, you know, not having spring ball was big, but those meetings have been really good. And I think there's some protocols here that we need to follow in the future that I think can really help these kids as far as the physical dimensions of it, as far as not the repeated practices back to back to back to back to back to back to back and extra meeting time.
Yeah, Coach, I've been saying, you know what, we don't give these kids and pros, not just the kids, but we don't give them enough off season. I don't think, and they're working and working and lifting and working and running and working and working and working. I'm a firm believer that maybe this time off that these kids and pros have had is going to actually help them in the long run.
I think the time off is good, but I think I think they need to really loosen up and wake up a little bit, in my opinion, now that I've done it more so. Allowing more meeting time, professional development for these kids, and being allowed to meet with your coach, and you know, in the off season, you have those hours, you don't limit. You talk about school when they have to do those things. You limit. Tell a guy he can only study so much during the week, and he can only meet so much with a tutor or professor. He's going to struggle, and they do that in athletics. And if a kid wants to do it, you ought to be allowed to do it, because these kids, the professional development which they have is huge. And it's not we're trying to take all their time, but just meeting time and sitting down, getting to know the kid, but also how he learns, the way he learns, and just showing his examples. I think it's helped him.
Yeah, Coach, to the point of now that you're getting into the football stuff, and we talked about, and I'm actually fascinated by all the way that you got all this stuff done, but I really want to get to the football because it's coming up. Have you decided who your team captains are yet? I'm curious about that because it's something through doing the draft stuff, I've become more and more enamored with the process of selecting captains because I think that stuff really does matter. So I'm curious what the process is like for you guys as a unit and if you've or as a team and what you've done this year to figure out who your captains are going to be.
Well, you know, right now, team captains will be named. We have not named them officially. And you kind of know who they are, what they are. But I think, you know, we have done it by vote before. We have done it by coaches appointed. I've done it over years in different ways, and I think different things. And then this year, I'm leaning to where I think I'm going to let the kids vote on it and how they want, who they want to be their captains and what they want to happen. You know, the senior leadership is good, but I've become very aware that there's no age on leadership. I really believe that. There's no age on leadership. There's no age on who does what, when, where, and why. Our world is changing, and the guys who really step up and take those roles need to be rewarded with that and who the guys really follow.
Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. What about getting right into it, Coach? You got Vanderbilt in week one, then at Alabama, and then Florida. Normally, a team is able to ease into a season a little bit, but depending on how you – well, of course, you weren't able to. You had Clemson in week two. So
we haven't been able to do that since I've been here. So
there's no difference for you, huh?
No, it isn't. It's just like it was. Now we were really looking forward to this year's schedule in that playing a lot of young players, and hopefully we're going to get a chance to play some of those guys. We're still going to get to play. We've had some really young, talented players, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You've had extended camps, and we've had plenty of time. So you know, getting right in. I mean, you got two top 10 teams right off the bat, one of the top two teams in the country, and then. Florida's ranked anywhere from 5 to 8 or 9 or whatever they are. Be a great team. And then, of course, going on the road to Mississippi State right after that. That's the thing about this. When you're playing this only league schedule, the thing about this thing is, you know, everybody says, well, you got Alabama, you got Florida. But you know what? Going to Mississippi State is always tough. They're talented. Going to everywhere, going every game in this conference, everybody has players that are capable of beating you. And, you know, the attrition you go through and the physicality of this league each and every week, that all makes a difference. You're adding two more of those games. So, it will be a great challenge. We're going to have to play well off the bat. Vanderbilt right off the bat is going to be extremely tough. Any opening game, you know that any opening game, especially when you haven't played football, we scrimmaged the other day, the first live ball we've had since last December. I mean, so you don't know. There's a lot that it's going to look forward to. It's going to be interesting, and we're going to have to play well coming out of the gate, that's for sure.
And, Coach, here's something that I hadn't even thought about. I had a guy from a pro team tell me yesterday, one of the things that they can't simulate that they have no idea is whether or not the COVID stuff, you know, the processes that they're going to go through for travel, whether it's check-in, whether it's flight, you know, how that could have an impact. Is it going to slow down the travel process? Have you guys talked about that? Because I hadn't even thought about that until he brought it up to me.
Oh, yeah, travel's been a big thing. How are we going to secure? Who's going to be exposed to the players? See, we were a team. We did something a lot different, and I did it for two reasons. One, I did it for rest and get the guys on two nights of rest. I always said two nights before a game is just as important as the night before, really more important. But Thursday, we always traveled on Thursday night right after practice. And we took all of our academic people. We got up Friday morning for three and a half hours. They had all the academic folks with them, and they got all their academic stuff done. Because on Friday, usually you're traveling, you're in and out of class, you miss a lot of class. So we did it for that reason and for also the rest purposes on Thursdays. And so we're now going on Friday. That's a new thing. How quick the times are there, who you're exposed to at the hotel, who's exposed to you on the flight. I mean, you're so aware now of people infiltrating your bubble, as they would say, for lack of a better term, to make sure all those things are done the right way. And, you know, it's very nervous for us, that's for sure. I mean, it's going to be interesting. We've talked about all the protocols, and we think we have everything down. And, you know, as soon as you think you got everything down, there's three things you didn't, you know, that'll come up. But so we're just going to try and play it by ear as we go.
So you mentioned Mississippi State, how hard it is to go to Mississippi State. But I mean, honestly, don't you have, you've got a kid who's been there. How long has Kellen been there? Like 7 years? You got, you've been there now, coach. You've got your system in place. Leach is going there. New quarterback, new coach. Same at Ole Miss. All new stuff. I mean, big advantage for you guys without an offseason to have, you know, your coaches and quarterbacks in place, no?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt in that regard. But, you know, just, you know, and who are you going to have available? That's the other thing. You know, who are you going to have available for the game and each and every week? That's the thing that you're constantly having to plan for right now. You plan for injuries and you take them. But this thing here, you could say, okay, if these six guys weren't here today, what will we do? If these eight guys here weren't here today, what will you do? You got to have a complete alternative plan. And one of the other things, one of the negative things you hate to say, because you don't, your kids can't have, we've had a few kids that haven't. And if, you know, that batch that doesn't get it or gets quarantined or anything else, because they're under different rules, under the 90-day rules, you know, all right, you got to say to the coach, all right, if these five guys aren't here, these six, you're having to make so many alternative plans when you go on and things like that. Not just the road, it's all the things that can't happen. You got to plan for it. You can't worry about it. You can't pretend like they're going to happen, but you also can't pretend like they aren't, because you can't be just thrown into that situation when they occur.
There was talk that coaches might not quarantine, but keep the backup quarterback separate from. Have you done anything drastic, or you know, you might
keep them separate.
You might have to. You might have to quarantine Kellen every day.
I was doing a good job, but you say keep your guys safe. Eventually, they got to practice together.
Yeah,
they got together. They got to be together. That all sounds good to a point, but it doesn't. It's unrealistic.
Hey, out of curiosity, Coach, have you heard much about this? Some of the saliva testing that's out there, because based on what we read and what we've heard, this could be the game changer for all of athletics, for concerts, for everything, where you get results back fairly quickly from saliva. And it's really inexpensive relative to the rest of the stuff.
We're up to date on all the tests.
Okay.
We're going to have same day protocols here, getting results back same day, the whole thing. We're getting all that stuff done. So, you know, it's just, you know, we're doing as much as we can right now. Guys are doing good. And you just got to pray that, you know, nothing happens. And the other issues are, you got a lot of guys live together. Other issues you have, like I've even told our walk-ons, because a lot of those guys live with guys who are non-athletic guys who don't live in that bubble. So it makes it very tough for them, the exposure they all get from, you know, the outside world. That's the thing that makes it very tough. But we've got all the testing in place, the same day stuff, different day stuff. We're trying to get everything, you know, here. One thing about A&M, we're trying to get the best of the best, and we are, for safety issues for our players. And you know, you've got to keep your fingers crossed, it works.
Yeah, we had Ross Bjork on, and we were talking about the heart testing for the kids. And he said, oh, no, we've been doing that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal, Coach, especially in these times with the virus and how it can affect the heart. So that's great stuff. Well, man, we are looking forward to it. September 26th, we're still – I mean, I bet you it can't come soon enough. I don't know. Coaches like to have more time.
We always do, but, hey, we're ready for it.
Yeah.
We are getting it.
That is great. Well, Coach, man, we really appreciate your time this morning. We are really looking forward to watching you guys play this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back to normal. Get on this show.
Let's go. Let's go. That's Coach Jimbo Fisher. You're hearing him every week right here on ESPN 97.5. 8:27. Time to talk a little whiskey.
Let's talk about Blackland Distillery. So glad to welcome them back. They've been off the air for a few months because, you know, the people who are out there selling, the distributors, you know, they were furloughing people. And the COVID thing, it's funny because they've been selling like crazy up in the Fort Worth area, but we got to get them hot and heavy here in the Houston area. So many of you ask me about it, and I'm telling you, the spirits are incredible. I mean, the bourbon, the rye, vodka, gin, those are their four spirits, and they won an award, a Culture Map Award, for the best bar up in the Fort Worth area. This is a Texas distillery, and the owner is somebody who is one of the most unique people I've ever met. He has been a longtime lawyer. He got a certificate as a sommelier, as he went to culinary school, and then he went to go learn about the processes of distilleries. And so what he's done now is he's taken his knowledge of flavors and flavor profiles and ingredients and the science behind it all and a respect for the process, and he's created an unbelievable spirit in four different bottles. When I say a spirit, it's four different spirits. And it's available through Blackland Distillery. You're going to see this pop up more and more throughout the city of Houston. So if you don't see it now, make sure you bang on your local liquor store and say, I want you to carry it. Also, do the same thing with your restaurants that you love going into. You're going to see it more and more. For more information, go to blacklanddistillery.com. It's blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 830 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Man, at Alabama and then Florida in week two and three. But I'll tell you this, you know what? This is the year of the act. You know what? There's no excuses. Jimbo's in his, what, third year?
Yeah.
Kellen Mond's in his seventh. I mean, you got to... They've got to step up, and this is the time. No, they've got good enough players.
But this is, you know, Alabama's lost a lot. Yeah. They've lost a lot. They've had some opt-outs, and you know, I, and home field is not going to be what home field once was in terms of at least from the noise and the stands.
Well, you want to know the truth? LSU always wins it in an odd year because they play at Alabama, and they have Auburn at home, and I think they have Florida at home. LSU has won it. The only times they won it is 03, 07, and 19.
They beat them at Alabama. A&M beat Alabama with Johnny. It's not like it's easy to do.
No.
But then again, this isn't a normal year, and there's no Tua. You have Matt Jones, who I wasn't all that jazzed about. I think Matt's still the starter there, right?
Yeah, he's good.
He's all right. I mean, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's like Blake Sims was. Or what. I mean, this is – there's nothing special, I don't think, going to be about this Alabama team. They do have Waddle and Devontae Smith who are going to be really, really problematic for people to try to cover. But they've lost so much. Although they do have a good offensive line. I think even without Jedrick Wills, they're going to cause some people some problems with their running game. Najee Harris is still – I haven't seen him opt out. I don't think there have been any opt-outs for Alabama recently. No recent opt-outs. So unless there is some now – and then everyone's going to be afraid to opt out against – you know, Nick Saban's there. Would you want to opt out right now if you get this deep in the process?
Well, not if I'm a young player.
No.
You'll never play for him again. No. No, you'll never play for him again.
That's the truth. You could act like that's not the truth, but it is.
No.
It is the truth.
No, it's the truth. Let's talk a little Texans football. We're 2 days away.
We're 2 days away. Yeah, because it's not Monday. This is Tuesday. Guys, I know y'all think this is Monday. It's not. It's Tuesday.
So... any surprises for you on the 53?
No, not really. Jordan Thomas was cut, which surprised me a little. I thought they might go four tight ends. Instead, they went seven wide receivers, which is way more than I anticipated. Gary Conley is on the injured list now, so that's a little bit of a concern. I didn't see, honestly, from the depth chart standpoint, and Greg Mance was the only one that I thought was a little bit surprising for me. But then again, I didn't get to watch him this offseason. And when you look at who they have right now, they kept – so Roderick Johnson still on there, which I thought he was gone. But Roderick's there. They've got nine right now. Brent – I don't know.
Cavale.
Is it Cavale? Charlie Heck is still on the team, obviously. I think he's going to be the swing tackle of the future. But from what I heard, Charlie was having some issues in pass protection. And I don't think he's ready yet, and they don't want to cut a fourth rounder.
No.
So I think that's one of the reasons why they might be keeping five tackles right now. Because you usually don't keep five tackles.
So we haven't talked much about the impact of, PJ Hall was a pickup that made the team.
Uh-huh.
And
former second-round pick for the Raiders.
And
Houston Bearcat.
And they are talking, Anthony Weaver was talking in superlatives about the guy. Well, his speed and at his size.
Explosive.
Yeah, but he didn't pan out for the Raiders.
Got into some weight, had some weight issues, and I think that probably hurt him a little bit because his weight was a little higher than they wanted. I think he got in a doghouse. This is a guy who he's a tremendous athlete. He's a phenomenal athlete. So that's not the problem. He's explosive. He's strong. He had to make the jump from Sam Houston to the NFL, and I don't think it was an easy one for him. So he may not work out, but I know right now on the depth chart I'm looking at, he's ahead of Ross Blacklock.
Yeah, but Bill O'Brien said it was going to be awfully difficult for a young guy to step up and play.
Yeah.
I think that might just be – we're going to see Ross Blacklock. You know what? Especially defensive line. Throw him out there. Give guys a rest.
I think so too.
It's not like you can't take Brandon Dunn off the field.
I wish I could help you more. I don't know where they're going to play him. But we didn't have any preseason games. I couldn't see any practices. So I'm not even sure how they're going to use him. I mean, I'm going to be learning about this team just watching him in week one. I don't know where guys are lined. Like Blacklock needs to be aligned in space. He's not a guy who handles downhill running attacks at him very well. He's got to be on the move. He's got to be playing in gaps. So they got to play him like a three technique. So, you know, they run a little different defense. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where they eventually line him up. I can't wait to see P.J. Hall. I think P.J. Hall was – but that's a big – P.J. Hall, Brandon Dunn, that's a lot to replace D.J. Reader, who was a fire hydrant in the middle of that defensive line. And he can make plays.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got a rotation. You got Carlos Watkins, right? Yeah. Now you've got P.J. Hall. Now you got Brandon Dunn, you got JJ, obviously.
None of those guys are DJ Reader though.
No JJ, but you know, you got all kinds of guys that are gonna be. No, none of those guys are. Well, we'll see if PJ Hall can't be disruptive as you know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the thing is, DJ Reader is strong enough to withstand force at the nose. We'll see if PJ Hall can be that guy. I don't think Brandon Dunn, he's not that kind of player. He's not that big, physical, thick player that DJ Reader was. The middle of your defense got weaker this year when you lost DJ Reader. There's no way around it. And if you look at what the Texans had to do when they paid Deshaun Watson, you can understand why OB was saying, look, we know we're going to have to pay Deshaun, and we saw what kind of money he got. Laremy Tunsil got paid this year. I don't think that paying Whitney Merciless was necessary when they did. Nick Martin was a kind, you know, it is what it is with Nick Martin. But they've got to, you looked at what their wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins wanted and then what DJ Reader got paid. I would love to have Reader on this team in the middle. You would love to see it. But you got him cheap for quite a few years as a, what, fifth or sixth rounder for coming out of Clemson. And now it's time for him to get paid. You just couldn't afford to keep him. But that's one of the problems with having the highest paid quarterback and the highest paid tackle is you're not going to be able to keep certain guys. And DJ Reader is one of those guys. So you're really going to have to draft well because you're not going to have money for a lot of free agency either. So you're going to have to really draft well from now on and have guys who are big factors. The guy I'm really excited about is actually somebody I didn't love coming out of college, and that's Charles Aminihu from Texas. He has some issues like – he's a little bit stiff when it comes to down blocks and lateral stuff, but he really showed some ability to get after the quarterback. He's got some strength. Charles Aminihu and Jacob Martin are two fascinating players to me. I heard Jacob Martin is doing some things in practice again this year. I heard Jacob Martin was whipping Charlie Heck. So wow. I'm really getting interested in how Jacob Martin and
well, all we can go by is like you said, we haven't been able to watch.
I know,
and there's been no preseason games. All we can do is go by what they've said, and we have watched or read, you know, most everything that's come out of there. And the guys that have been front and center, Jacob Martin has been one guy that they talk about incessantly, and how what a good camp. Whenever they bring up good camp. Another guy that's pretty it's been talked about quite a bit this preseason has been John Reed, the defensive back out of Penn State. And that's kind of a big deal. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not he gets on the field. What with Garian Conley being on the injured reserve, that's a little bit scary. When you're not that good at the position to begin with, and then you lose a would-be starter, who everybody thought was going to be a starter, and now he is on the injured reserve. Lonnie Johnson moves outside, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lonnie has to play outside, and you bump I would imagine Roby inside, but or Hargraves actually. Hargraves inside, but
yeah,
you,
or Eric Murray, as we've been talked about a lot.
So this is a tricky one too, because Eric Murray has played safety and corner, and so if you want to play him at corner at in the slot, you can play him in the slot. You know, the question is going to be whether or not they have confidence in Lonnie Johnson. It kind of I'd heard from a source that they were not real happy with Lonnie Johnson, and if that's the case, you know, and I think it says corner, but. To me, you got to let Lonnie Johnson have time. He wasn't ready coming out of college. Second round, you're betting on all the traits to take him in the second round. Phillip Gaines has NFL starting experience. You have Vernon Hargraves, NFL starting experience, Bradley Roby, Lonnie Johnson. You got four guys with true NFL starting experience. I don't know how they're going to handle the nickel. It's going to be interesting to see who the three are. My guess is it'll be Lonnie Johnson, Bradley Roby, and Vernon Hargraves, with either Hargraves or Roby playing a slot. But you pretty much have to play Bradley Roby on just top receivers. That's what you're paying him to do.
I'm gonna guess that it's going to be actually, might start with Hargraves, but it's going to be Murray. And even possibly John Reed is going to be in it.
I think Phillip Gaines is somebody you got. He was asking about John Reed again. He had to back off John Reed a little bit because everyone's been asking about John Reed. And so he answers questions. He goes, look, he's still got a long ways to go. He's still learning. Like I think there's a thought that John Reed is some kind of super corner because everyone keeps asking, and I don't know why the questions.
Well,
keep
but they
out
have
there.
Been speaking very, very well about him.
Yeah, I
mean, this entire preseason,
Penn State guy too. Yeah. That's where OB was. But to me, Phillip Gaines has a better chance of getting on the field before John Reed. Phillip Gaines was an NFL corner for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I could see him getting on the field maybe in place of Vernon Hargraves. So I would keep an eye on Phillip Gaines too. But Eric Murray's a real wild card because he has played. He played corner at Minnesota. He played safety at Washington. I mean, Kansas City. The Texans even mentioned that he has some ability to be versatile.
Well, when asked, you know, what are you going to do in the slot? Just the other day. Maybe yesterday, Bill O'Brien said, well, Eric Murray is something. I mean, I will see on Tyreek Hill whether or not that's...
No, you can't do it.
Well, unless you have help over the top. You're going to have to shade him.
Well, Tyreek, I mean, I'd put Bradley Roby on Tyreek. I know they're not going to, but from the slot, wherever he is, I would guard him with best on best or play more zone, maybe, against Pat. I might show him more zone looks.
You almost have to. Because you don't have guys that can run with everybody.
We don't know what Anthony Weaver is going to do if his.
I don't know that you would know anyway from the preseason, but
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. The thing that I'm most curious about is how these guys, what the rotations look like. Because even if we don't talk about it a lot on the air, I'm going out to practice and I see for myself.
Yeah,
who's running ones, who's running twos. You know what guys look like. I'm going in blind. You're going in blind. Yep. We're all going in blind.
Yep. It's 8:43.
Are you ready for fantasy football? Our fantasy football auction today.
Our auction is tonight.
Are you ready? Yeah. I'm not.
I looked at something.
No, you're not ready.
I looked at something, but I got a little bit of an idea what I want to do. 8:43 ESPN. I want to get the best players.
Yeah. Is that going to be your strategy?
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
It works every year for me since I finished like seventh every year.
I got money last year.
You did?
Yeah, I got. I think I finished second, so it was good. It was good to get paid a little something.
You lost a shoe?
Must have. I can tell you this, though. You might be able to get a little more money as well with my friends over at SiteJab. SiteJab is a company who have been in business here for over two decades in Houston. Go to the website. They've got, I always tell you about the fact that they can help you take the eyes that are on your website and convert them into business leads. See, here's the thing. The web designers and the web companies like SiteJab, they understand what it is that is, you know, the features that are successful in bringing people not only to your website, but keeping them on your website longer and how you design it and what the flow looks like to make sure. And there's an art to it. There's a skill to it. There's analytics going to determining how you build a website so that you maximize the viewership and people want to do business with you. And SiteJab knows it. InsideJab can get you going. You can look at their web design package. You can look at their portfolio of work that they do. You can look at all of their services, which include business consulting, video production, lead generation, branding and identity, social media management. They do so much, and they're right here in Houston. They can work with you through Zoom, or they can work with you in person as well. Go to the website, sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com, or give them a call. If you want to give them a call right now, they're ready for you. 713-999-4661. You can schedule your consultation online at sitejab.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You confess it, but it will not come. You can test it. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Yeah, on the Texans website, PJ Hall is right behind Brandon Dunn, Ross Blacklock. They're going to put the rookie third. That's just what they're going to do.
That might be Menahue they got as a starter. Though, they may not have seen enough. I read between the lines on what OB has said about Blacklock. I don't think he's all in on him right now. I think he thinks he's. He said he keeps improving. That's what he always says about guys. But I don't know that Blacklock's ready yet. And it was never a guarantee that he would be ready right away.
They got Murray as a starter at safety. This is the Texans website. A.J. Moore. And you're going to see a lot of A.J. Moore. You might see a lot of Michael Thomas looks like a big dude. John Reed is way back on the depth chart. We'll see whether or not he gets on the field. He may even be inactive for the first few weeks. We'll see. Terrell Adams was a bit of a surprise for me. That dude is good. That dude is pretty damn good. I wouldn't be surprised at all. He's a special teams monster, and he's a big linebacker. That's going to be interesting to see if he's going to make a contribution. But it's going to be tough to get on the field ahead of Zach Cunningham and Bernardrick McKinney.
Well, they kept Peter Kallenby, too. Peter Kallenby is another special teams guy. Yeah, so they've got a
Dylan
couple.
Dylan Cole as well. Those three linebackers are going to be on teams for every team.
That's a big advantage if Dylan Cole can stay healthy, which is a huge if. That's a big advantage to have those kind of guys on teams, those kind of linebackers, because Dylan Cole can play for real, too, if he stays healthy. So you got to have one linebacker that you feel very confident in and being a backup, and that's the case with him. You have I'm looking at Arlads. I think Arlads is taking basically what's on the team websites because they got the same thing that you're looking at. From a running back standpoint, Caron Higdon got cut. They kept Buddy Howell, same guy they had last year. And Higdon, I don't believe, he didn't even make the practice squad. They kept C.J. Procise. Remember, there's veterans. Did you see Josh McCown's on a practice squad? Josh Rosen's on a practice squad? Like, you can keep veterans. Josh Rosen is actually, I want to say he's eligible to be on a practice squad with the old rules. But Josh McCown is on practice squad.
Greg Mance is on the practice squad for the Texans.
Right, but Josh McCown is in his, like, 50s.
Yeah, right.
But they have a new rule where you can keep veterans up, which I think is an awesome rule.
Well, in this year, it hit.
That I thought was pretty interesting, they've got C.J. Procise on the practice squad, but there's also a guy named Scotty Phillips, who I think Scotty Phillips could have a future with the Texans in the future. He comes out of Arizona. He catches it well. He's got good short area quickness and burst. To me, I actually like Scotty Phillips maybe more than some guys in the league did, but I wouldn't be shocked if Scotty Phillips at some point got a little shot and got a little taste of action with the Texans within 2 years in place of Buddy Howell. That's something to keep your eye on. Not that that's a big, big deal. They did keep Gerald Hawkins, who is an offensive tackle from LSU. You may remember him. Big Gerald Hawkins played in the league for a little bit. C.J. Procise from Notre Dame is on the practice squad. Tyler Simmons, who I think has some potential as a wide receiver, undrafted free agent with tremendous speed and explosiveness. He is on the practice squad along with Steven Mitchell, who the Texans are very confident in. I was a little surprised that Carter and Kiki both made it.
Well, and again, I think Kiki is a surprise for me. Carter, not so much because of his return skills, but Kiki, you just got to stay. If he doesn't stay on the field this year, there's just no reason to keep on doing it. And you said they kept seven. I think Isaiah Coulter is just being hidden on the injured reserve. You know.
Well, no, but they kept seven, though. Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, but Coulter's on the injured reserve.
No, Fuller, Cooks, Cobb, that's three. Oh, no, never mind. They've got Cobb listed twice on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So there's basically six, and Coulter, he's got a red shirt. Yeah.
Well, he's IR.
Yeah. Well, it's a red shirt.
They just put him on there. Yeah, so yeah. You didn't put him through. Yeah, and that's a smart move. He's got ability.
Yeah.
So what you did was you kept him. You didn't cut him so he wouldn't get picked up by anyone, and then all of a sudden he got injured.
I'm surprised Charlie Heck didn't have some kind of injury like that, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Right? So, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. And once again, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. For those of you that are driving around and you've had any issue whatsoever with 97.5, check out 92.5. We've got dual signals. We're simulcasting on both stations. I've been going back and forth, and it almost sounds identical. Now, AD is still fine-tuning stuff. He was fine-tuning it last week. We knew about it, but we told you we would tell you about it today. We're also on 92.5. Everybody out in Katy, Richmond, Sugar Land, okay? You can stop whining and moaning like a little. And you can hear us on 92.5. The signal is great. We hope you enjoy it. We are putting, unfortunately, everybody says, well, turn up the power on. It's not it. That signal is in Winnie. This signal is downtown. So it's a different signal. It's not, we can't put any more power on 97.5. We maxed it out. It's not the squirrels or anything else. It's where it's located and how far your signal is allowed to go. Well, this one goes west. So now you can hear us out west on 92.5 all the way to Fulcher. Graham. He lives out in Fulcher, and he says he's been hearing it great. So those of you that are out on the west side, if you're listening on the app now, check it out on 92.5, and you can listen to it terrestrially.
That's great for everyone, because our footprint, north, south, west, east, and worst case scenario, if you still have an issue, you always have the app to go back on. But we're already hearing from people on the west side who are much, much happier.
Mm-hmm.
And I plugged in 92.5 on my dial. I'm listening to 92.5 over 97.5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the signal looks like a helicoid. It's spiral. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, really neat.
Did you guys see, Dale, you haven't talked about this, and I feel like you know this, and I feel like you're going to, as the gatekeeper of the show, you're not going to want to talk about this, which is fine. There was an NFL receiver that started trending on social media.
Dell tapped out.
Do you know what it is, Dell?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
John, I saw last night a wide receiver started trending on social media, and I was a little concerned that there might have been an injury. And I need to know these things for fantasy football.
Scott McGrath says, I pick it up perfectly. He's way in Katy.
Nice.
Way to go, Scott McGrath.
So
chime in on McGrathPestControl.com.
So I gotta worry about these things when somebody's trending, because somebody could have torn an ACL. It's, I got fantasy football to worry about, obviously. Or somebody could have got the Rona.
Is it Antonio Brown?
No.
Because he trends for some reason.
Yeah, he trends. But this is one that it's like an Antonio Brown story. It's Odell Beckham Jr.
So
you do know?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
What did Odell do?
Is he with his, you made it, is you he made with his a brother? Noise.
No.
No. Worse. You made a noise. Let me just say this. There's a show, there's a podcast called Thoughts Next Door. THOTS. That hoe over there.
That hoe over there.
Or this hoe over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that or this. That's what a thought is. And it's these girls who you may remember previously, one of them talked about what she did with a bunch of Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, that girl. That?
Yeah, they got something new on Odell Beckham Jr. About what he likes to do. Now,
well, it's not what he likes to do. It's like what he likes to have done to him.
Well, yeah. What he likes to have done to him. And I'm just going to say this. It's not great.
That's not what you're going to use?
Yeah.
It's not great?
That's the cleanest version I can possibly say.
Let me give you some context, John.
Okay. Hold on. Can I please get my gavel real quick?
You brought up the story. Don't blame me. I wasn't going to touch it. Much like I wouldn't want to touch what Odell's dealing with. A woman named Slim Danger. You might think to yourself, how does a woman get the name Slim Danger? I'm going to assume that's not her real name, but she goes by the name Slim Danger. Her claim to fame, I guess, if you look at the stories that are being put out there, is she's the baby mama of Chief Keef, a known rapper.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
You know what Odell Beckham did? That's it. I don't like, well, literally.
You don't like it. You like feet. He likes other things, apparently. Now, that is her claim to fame, apparently. She is the mother of Chief Keef's kid. And as Lance told you, she went on a podcast called That Ho Over There Podcast. And she told the world that this is the first time she had ever done it, or at least attempted to do it. She actually couldn't commit to the act because she just wasn't biologically ready for it. But one Odell Beckham Jr., according to, once again, Slim Danger, likes to, you know, be a human toilet. He enjoys...
Order in the court.
I have not said anything dirty. Why are you...
A human toilet is pretty descriptive.
Okay, wait a minute.
They can hear that on the west side now,
Del.
That's
fine.
Okay, but
Del, they can now hear
Here's a critical question.
Okay.
Number one or two? Is he the first wide receiver or is he the second option?
In your fantasy league, he would be wide receiver two.
Your Honor.
Oh, God, I hope he didn't learn that at LSU.
Well, him and Jarvis, that's where they got their education.
LSU fan made me. Oh, no.
Well, maybe Odell was the LSU fan. He was like, hey.
How we looking?
How we looking? Hey, got something for me?
Prime the pump.
So apparently, now Slim Danger said she had never been asked to do that, and she actually could not do it. She just didn't have.
She didn't eat enough Taco Bell?
She wasn't in the right frame of mind.
I can't believe you guys are talking about this.
You brought it up.
What?
You brought it up. You trying to act all clean and stuff. You brought it up. I didn't bring it up. So that's the story. Why didn't LSU Brian call about that when he called in? Allegedly, according to Slim Danger, Odell Beckham Jr. is a fan of the Roman times. Isn't that called like... No, that's throw-up Roman shower, I think.
Man.
But he appreciates
Two chicks, one wide receiver?
If he had the opportunity.
Can you imagine this? This would be my worst nightmare. So, Carl, what's going on with... How's Larissa? I can't think of a regular name.
What? Jane?
Jane's so Ashley? Plain.
You said regular
Ashley,
name.
That's a good one. Yeah. What's Ashley doing? Well, I'm glad you asked. She now goes by Slim Danger. And there's some stuff on the internet about her and the Suns. Hmm. And also about Odell Beckham.
She's the same one as the Suns?
No, she's not that one.
Oh, I believe it's the same. Yeah. Oh, yes, her.
No, she doesn't look like that girl. Yeah.
No, you Ooh, are you looking in the
wait,
right side?
Maybe she is. Is that the one right there?
No. Those are the hosts. She's just a guest.
It was a guy that was interviewing her on that one.
See, she's in that same seat, right, Chuck? I think that's her.
Well, the one
that's
on the,
not her. The no, one on the no,
right.
No, no,
the
no.
One
sure
on the that's not Slim
that's
Danger.
Not, no.
The one on the right by herself is Slim Danger, and she's the the guest.
But she wasn't. She's not the guest. One that had the Phoenix. That wasn't the Phoenix Suns girl.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I want you to look at her. And then when I scroll all the way down to the story, and that's also.
Maybe you can't tell light-skinned girls apart.
No, I think it's the same girl.
No, it isn't.
That's Selena not the same
Powell's,
girl.
Selena Powell's friend said she was 7 NBA players. That's that is not the same
girl. Oh,
is that
the same girl?
That's not the same girl. No.
Like
that's
I said,
not even close. So look at the bodies.
So it's different proud fathers.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if they're proud, but.
Oh, well. I do.
They're,
I know
their daughters
not.
Are famous now.
Well, she said she couldn't do it. This is more about
morality-wise or biologically-wise?
No, she
wise.
Just didn't have the ability.
Oh.
So this is more of... Let's stop making it about the women. This is a story about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
Requesting
That's true.
That is
it's
true.
Not about her.
That's true.
She said it's the first time she was ever in that
they
situation.
They call themselves thoughts.
Yeah.
That hole over there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
They call themselves hoes.
It's not poop shame.
I mean, that's...
In fact, she came
she
up...
She even couldn't.
She came up small. It's like Harden in Game 7.
No.
Couldn't do it.
She's not playoff P?
No. She's pandemic P. That's what she is.
Playoff P yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have to talk about
Odell was hoping she'd be playoff P?
No, he wasn't looking for P.
This is not making LSU proud. I didn't bring up the story.
He's looking for the other playoff
That's not making LSU proud. Oh,
playoff poop is all you're looking for?
Congratulations, LSU. This is what Odell continues to do.
Look at Odell.
Just time to bring in shame.
Time to talk right now. See,
LSU fan came, stuck his flag in my boot.
And what came out?
Nothing in this case.
Time to talk about that. We got to clean this up, change this. Nice subject, boys. People are eating breakfast.
Don't put this on boys. Did I bring up?
Now you can hear us on. See what you can hear on the west side now.
So, let me ask you something.
Don't you wish that it was?
I had been silent for a good 30 minutes. Did I bring up the story? Did he?
No, he did.
Yeah. He goes, Dell, where do you stand on this? Well, he wanted the story to be
get
told.
Out of the way.
He just wanted
That's
to
where I stand on stand. It. Get out the way.
I run out the room.
901, time to talk about Chastang Ford, Chastang Ford, Chastang at home. And listen, when you go on, you're going to see the EcoSport on there. It's $199 a month. That is ridiculously low. How about that, people? And if you're having problems right now with your car payment, which is a real possibility in these COVID times, well, how about $199 a month? You can get that job done over at Chastang Ford. And it's a great little car, too. I mean, the tail opens sideways, not up, which is, it's neat and it's different. But the whole thing, just so economically sound, the gas mileage, everything about it. But it still has a lot of the great features that you're going to find in the Expeditions and the Explorers. So neat, neat car. Check it out if you're looking for something, especially a starter car. This is great for the kids, just $199 a month. So that's one thing. And you can shop at home. You can do it all at home if you're worried about COVID. If you want to get out to the dealership, you can do that as well. Listen, they'll do anything you want. Listen, you got a car that needs to be fixed, they'll come and pick it up. They'll fix it, they'll sanitize it, and they'll bring it back to you. You want to test drive it home? They'll bring it to you. You test drive it, and then either you send it back or you buy it. This is all happening at Chastang Ford every single day. There's never been a better place for service. You will. I'm telling you. They do more return and referral business than they do any other kind of business, and that means that people just keep on going back, and then they'll tell a friend about it. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, Chastang Ford, ChastangFord.com, or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.